Dreamscape presents Dirty Talker, a Slayers hockey novel by Mira Lynn Kelly, narrated by Ingrid May and Aaron Shedlock.
Chapter 1. Wade. Off-season. Another fucking club. Not my scene, but Boomer and Bowie love this shit. Axel, too. They can't get enough of the velvet rope and VIP treatment. The noise that passes for music, and the lights that require a photosensitive warning. They thought they'd be safe hiding out here, but enough is enough. I cut past the muscle with a rock the size of my thumb in his ear to the balcony end of the room, where my teammates were sprawled across a couple weird-shaped couches, surrounding something that's supposed to pass for a table. Boomer's the first one to see me, and yeah, that guilty look and elbow jab at Bowie say, I was right. They were hiding. Pussies. Axel's back is to me, but when he turns, it's with a lazy smile that says he couldn't give a shit that I found them. Typical. Hey, man, signed your new contract yet? Not yet. And I'm not about to be derailed by talk about my NHL contract when I've got bigger fish to fry. Dropping into an open club chair, I eye each of them in turn. Swear you don't have an available sister, cousin, or trusted friend you're holding back on me? I'm supposed to be home in less than a week, and if I show up to my brother's wedding without a date, shit, I can't take another week of apologizing and coming up with polite ways to extract myself from one soul-bearing conversation after another. From the hope and heartbreak and pained disappointment that make me feel like the world's biggest asshole. Boomer starts picking at the label on his beer, and Bowie is suddenly mesmerized by the ceiling. Meanwhile, Axel, that fucker, looks me dead in the eye and shrugs. Christ, I'm the guy who can talk anyone into anything, yet somehow, not one of these dicks is willing to cough up a sister for me. What the hell, man? I'm a good guy. Nothing. I'm dying here. Uh-huh. I huff because that's how far this has gone. I'm arguably one of the toughest sons of bitches, after Static anyway, on the Chicago Slayers hockey team. And I'm huffy because my friends won't share. That's all you've got to say. What do you want me to say, man? Axel rakes a hand through an overlong hank of hair he won't cut again until preseason. I've got all three, plus a single brother 2 miles down the road, but you can't have any of them. He meets my eyes again, no fucking nonsense in his. I don't pimp my sister out for weddings. My cousin would straight up stab me if I so much as suggested she let one of my teammates act like she was his. And I keep my friends by not asking them for bullshit favors, especially week-long ones. More like 10 days, but that clarification sure as hell isn't going to help me out. Axe sits back. As for my brother, he's a dog. He'd be banging the bride before the rehearsal dinner was over. You can do better.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?